Josef Marszalek is a master confectioner with star status. Rising to head pastry chef at the world-famous Harrods department store in London, he baked for royalty, serving the Queen of England and Emperor of Japan and a host of celebrities such as Sir Elton John. After a sabbatical of sorts at a patisserie in India, he returned to Prague a few years ago to host the Czech version of the wildly popular show The Great British Bake Off. Brian Kennedy caught up with him ahead of the Christmas holiday to ask about his latest projects, the Czech passion for Christmas cookies, and the book of Christmas recipes he recently published.
Actually, last year it was two books. One was this one, the Modern Czech Pastry, and the another one was my Christmas baking book. So it's like a Christmas advent recipes. And about 1 month ago, I published another book, which is Sexy Cakes.
I saw this one in the bookstore, Sexy Cakes.
Okay, super.
And Modern Czech Pastry. I didn't realize you had done a specific one for Christmas recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my Christmas baking. It's more advices than the recipes. The recipes, you can find many, but also there is always some general rules which you have to know in order to be a successful baker.
Could you give our listeners a brief overview of the most important rules for baking Czech Christmas goodies?
Perfect. So basically, the majority, I don't know, maybe 97% of Czech Christmas is all about short crust pastry. So the basic and general rule is if you make a short crust paste, you put all dry ingredients in a bowl and you put cold butter cut into pieces or into chunks. And in general, all the ingredients, the temperature of the ingredients has to be as low as possible. So let's say around 8-10 degrees. So you put all dry, the butter in the pieces, and then you make a crumble. The same way you would make a crumble for your raspberry crumble or blackberry crumble or whatever. So when you have the crumble, so the butter is broken into small tiny pieces and mixed with the dry goods, you add your liquids. And that can be eggs, egg whites, egg yolks, cream, milk, alcohol, coffee, or whatever liquid part in the recipe is. Once you add your liquids, you have to mix it with a crumble as fast as possible because you do not want the flour and the protein in the flour, the gluten, to be active, to activate it, because then it becomes very strong and it becomes very sponges. You want it to become short. And if you want it to be short, you have to mix it fast. You cannot overmix shortcut pastry. You can't. If you do this, you will have a problem with rolling it out, cutting into shapes, and then baking it. Because most often, you would cut beautiful squares. You bake them, and you get ugly triangles out of it because they shrunk. And that is 97% of the Czech Christmas. And the 3% is the yeasted dough, like Vánočka. And this is exact opposite. So for Vánočka, you need warm ingredients. Everything is warm because there is a yeast, and yeast needs warm environment for it to proof beautifully and rise. And when we do short crust, we put butter first. And when you do yeasted dough, you put butter last because you don't want butter to come together with the protein from flour because then it coats the protein and then the protein cannot get into the liquid. But in order for the dough to become very strong and like very pliable, you can pull it out in a very, very fine strength, I say. Yeah. So you need a lot of time and you need liquid with the flour first. Butter last, oil last, any other fat last.
I saw that there's that series with Czech radio.
Uh-huh.
So that's like highlights from the book?
Yes. So for the radio, it's not recipes, it's rather advices, how to be a successful baker or pastry chef. Because there are always some generic rules which you have to know and apply in order to be successful in pancakes or sponges or icings, creams, fillings, and so on. So for the radio, it's about advices for free, let's say.
book is not for free.
Well, the book is not for free. Now you can get many recipes online, so these are for free. But the thing is, very often the most important advices, the generic rules, the basics of patisserie and bakery are missing. So you get, for example, you get a recipe for a cake, which got a sponge, which got a cream, icing, filling, and some decoration. But in order to be successful, you have to know the basics of how to make sponge. Because there are not a million ways. There are maybe three different ways how to make a sponge. And if you know the basic three rules, then you can make any sponge in the world. But you have to absorb the rules for that.
What is the easiest Czech Christmas cookie or cake?
Well, the little traditional vanilla crescent cookies, which every household they have, every family, they have their own recipe, which is hundreds and hundreds years old. And it's the very basic of flour, sugar, butter, some nuts, walnuts, almonds, a bit of salt, a bit of vanilla, and let's say cinnamon, which is basically the basic short crust. And you make a dough, and then you roll out small little pieces, like 10 grams each, into the moon crescent shape. You put them on a baking tray with a baking paper, and you bake them about 12, 15 minutes at 160 degrees with a vent, and you have them done. Very often, the families, they'll coat them in a more icing sugar with vanilla sugar after baking, just for extra flavor. And also, it protects them from humidity, and it will extend the shelf life of the cookies because the sugar also performs as the preserving agent.
And what is possibly the most difficult one to make? Would that be vanočka, the Christmas bread?
Well, the vanočka is very different. So it's a yeast dough. So you have a lot of time to make that because you have to make the dough, then it has to prove, then you have to knock it down, then you have to shape it, it has to prove again. Then you have to egg wash it, put some almonds and bake it. I would say very traditional ones, they are the gingerbread cookies. And very often you should make the dough like many weeks, sometimes months in advance before Christmas. The dough has to rest because there is a lot of spices, a lot of honey. Very often there's a bicarbonate soda in the recipe too. And it's very rich dough and it's very sticky. And the dough is losing its thickness by the time. So you cannot make the dough and then roll it out and cut the cookies because the cookies would not come out beautifully. The dough has to rest. And when the dough rests, it's very hard. It gets very hard. It becomes hard. It's very difficult to roll it out perfectly. So you have to have a lot of skills. Once you roll it out, you cut the shapes, you egg wash them, you bake them. Then the tricky part comes and that's the decorating with the royal icing. And that requires a lot of skills because you spend a lot of time making the dough, resting it, rolling it out, cutting, baking, and now you have to finish it over the icing. And if you cannot do that, then all the work you've done before, it's wasted. So I know a lot of people, a lot of pastry chefs, they actually concentrate on this. They cannot make cakes, they cannot make pastries, but they are incredible in making the gingerbread cookies. And I think the Czechs, we are the masters of the gingerbread in general. If you go to competitions worldwide and there is somebody making some gingerbread houses or buildings or big scenes, very often these people will be Czechs and they've been doing this art for many years, tens and tens of years.
I wanted to ask you, is there a uniquely Czech Christmas cookie? Or is there one that you think is really, truly, uniquely Czech?
For the Christmas, I would have all the cookies which you have to buy the special metal molds on. These are the 3D little molds in a nut shape or little bear hand shape. You know, we call them pracny. And they can have any kind of shape from a butterfly to whatever you can think of, fish and nuts and whatever. And I think these are very traditional ones made from very short, dry dough. So it's just sugar, flour, a lot of nuts, cocoa, some spices, a bit of raisin agent and butter. And these are very general dry, very often coated in sugar and spices after baking. And they are the ones which are long lasting. And other ones, which I can think of, they are made from dry ginger. These are very white, very pale in color. I got a book from my grandmom, and she got that book from her grandmom. And it was by Retigova, who was one of the most famous Czech house cooks. It's a recipe for the ginger cookies, and it's very specific dough, just eggs, sugar, a little flour, and a dry ginger. And my grandmom, she wrote with a pencil next to the recipe, a little note saying, they last very long because nobody eats them. because they have very strong ginger flavor. And Czechs, now these generations, they are not used. It was very common spice once, many years ago, 100 years ago. But then during communists, the ginger was not here simply, and we forgot how it tastes and how to use it. So now we are with it. And this is one of the recipes which I published in the last year's Christmas book. And I think they are extremely amazing because it combines just few ingredients, but they bake very beautifully together and they taste incredible.
Mm-hmm. Are there other recipes that come to mind, maybe specifically from one of your grandmothers or great-grandmothers that you included in the book? Any other notes?
Well, there are many because I always say the same when people ask me, so where do you get your ideas from, the recipes from? I've been traveling the world. I was baking in for three different continents with people, with local people. And you find out that basically all recipes around the world, they have the same basis. And then the little differences comes with local ingredients or local flavors. But the base, it's always flour, sugar, butter, eggs. And then you start enriching it with what it's around. So I remember my grandmom used to do, you know, I told you about the cookies which are shaped into the metallic molds. We bake them into it and then we demold them after baking and they have little butterfly shapes or walnut shapes or whatever. So once my grandmom, she did this, but instead of butter, she used pork cracklings. You know, when you make lard, they are the leftovers, very crunchy, very beautiful, very tasty and very unhealthy ones, apparently. Now they are healthy these days. And you can mix them down. They create a paste with very strong flavor. And she mixed them with flour, with some walnut, cinnamon, sugar. And we press them into the molds, we bake them, and they tasted incredibly. Because once all the flavors they combine, they are just extreme. So I put this base into my book, and I put some extra milk chocolate and ginger. So I just upgraded the recipe with the ingredients we have now. And they came out very beautifully. And people love them because it has these pork cracklings, which nobody is using in the sweets. But once you find out how to use it up and you put a little salt, so it makes your brain thinking about the flavor because it's very complex. And people just love them. And I love them too.
I guess my last question, or maybe second to last, would be what is your favorite Christmas goodie of all time?
That's a very easy answer. I will never say no to good Vanočka. It's such underestimated product. Because if you go to France, you can brioche every single day, everywhere, in every shop. And Vanočka is basically the same. I always say Vanočka is poor sister of brioche. It's not as rich. There is not as much as butter. There is not as much as eggs. But is equivalent to this. So for me, it's the top thing out of three which I have to have during Christmas.
I have a much greater appreciation for my mother-in-law now. She always sends us kilos of homemade cookies, very good ones.
Of course, it's very Czech. In fact, I traveled a lot, and this is something so Czech, this Christmas cookies baking. I've seen something similar in the States. It's not as vibrant when it comes to selection or shape selection. Americans, they use much stronger color palette. So they have the red, they have the green, gold, and silver metallics. We have it very brownish. We don't put too much colors because I guess when you see the Christmas tree, there's a lot of colors on it. When you see your Christmas dinner, there's a lot of colors there, but the Christmas cookie selection is all about chocolate and brown.